Rápido.
We need to break soul ties with everyone that's exercised ungodly control over your life.
Todos los que han ejercitado ligaduras sobre su alma en sus vidas, en cualquier forma.
In any way.
En cualquier forma.
Father.
Padre.
Mother.
Mamá.
Husband.
Esposo.
Wife.
Esposa.
Children.
Hijos.
Brothers.
Hermanos.
Sisters.
Hermanas.
Other family members and relatives.
Otros familiares.
If they've exercised ungodly control over you.
Si han ejercitado control sobre usted.
Sometimes certain authority figures, you need to break soul ties with authority figures that you've had in your life that have been maybe abusive.
También ciertas figuras de autoridad que han tenido ligaduras con ustedes, que ha ejercitado esas cosas.
Anything or anyone else that you feel has ungodly control or connection over you.
Cualquier otra persona que ha tenido sobre usted ese poder sobre usted.
You need to also break soul ties with all sexual partners outside of marriage.
También romper todas las ligaduras con todos los que ha tenido relaciones sexuales antes del matrimonio.
And then also between you and your spouse.
Y también entre tu esposa y tú.
If you had sex before marriage with your spouse.
Si has tenido sexo con tu esposa o esposo antes del matrimonio.
The reason for this.
La razón que es.
Is that you become connected with them.
Que te conectas con ellos
in an ungodly way.
En una manera que no es de Dios.
If it happens before marriage.
Si pasa antes del matrimonio.
So we usually ask God to break that ungodly connection.
So le pedimos al Señor que rompe esa conexión.
If you've had other marriages.
Si ha tenido otros matrimonios.
It's important to break the soul ties with your former spouses.
Es importante romper esas ligaduras con tus ex esposos o ex esposas.
And if you visited witches, mediums, any witchcraft,
cualquier cosa de brujería,
you're submitting yourself under their authority when you go to them.
Te estás sometiendo bajo la autoridad de ellos.
And it's important to break soul ties with those figures also.
Romper las ligaduras del alma con ellos también, muy importante.
Now then, if you've been abused,
si han sido abusados,
physically,
físicamente,
verbally,
verbalmente
or sexually,
o sexualmente,
you need to break soul ties with all of those people.
También tiene que romper esas ligaduras del alma con esa gente también.
If you are of illegitimate birth,
si naciste ilegítimamente,
you need to break the soul ties with your mother and father.
También romper las ligaduras con tu mamá y papá.
The ungodly soul ties.
Las ligaduras del alma que no son de Dios.
Between yourself and your mother and father.
Entre ti, tu mamá y tu papá.
And then you need to break that curse for the next 10 generations.
Tienes que romper esa maldición por las próximas 10 generaciones.
If you were a victim of rape or incest.
Si fuiste una víctima de violación y incesto.
Even though you were not an active participant.
Aunque no fuiste un partícipe en esa situación. Activo.
The sin.
El pecado.
Is still there.
El pecado
and the effect of it's still there.
Los efectos todavía están ahí.
And you have to break those soul ties.
Y también tienes que romper esas ligaduras.
Because it will be a source of contamination for you.
Porque es una manera de contaminación hacia ti.
Physical abuse, battered women.
Abuso físico, el maltrato de mujeres.
Or if you're a man and your wife used to beat you up for breakfast every morning.
O si eres un hombre y tu esposa te golpea. Antes del desayuno.
You need to break those soul ties.
Tienes que romper esas ligaduras.
Breaking soul ties also sometimes with ancestors.
Romper las ligaduras del alma con tus antepasados.
Sometimes we do that, not every time, but sometimes.
A veces lo hacemos, no todo el tiempo, pero a veces lo hacemos.
Especially if you had ancestors that were in alcohol, drugs, immorality, witchcraft.
Si tuvieron antepasados en alcohol, drogas, inmoralidad.
Sometimes we do that, not all the time, but sometimes we feel a need to do that.
A veces lo hacemos y es necesario hacerlo a veces.
Another thing that happens, especially with single mothers.
Y a veces pasa con las mamás solteras.
Because they don't have the father authority figure in the home.
Porque no tienen la autoridad de un papá en la casa.
Many times single mothers
muchas veces mamás solteras
will resort to other tactics to get their children to obey them.
Usan otras tácticas a hacer sus hijos que las obedecen.
They will use fear,
usarán el miedo,
intimidation,
la intimidación,
control, manipulation,
manipulación,
domination,
dominación,
guilt,
culpabilidad,
and rejection
y el rechazo
to make the child obey.
para ser el hijo que obedezca.
And that is ungodly.
Y no es de Dios eso.
If that has happened to you,
si ha pasado a ti,
you will have an ungodly soul tie with your mother typically.
Vas a tener una ligadura de arma con tu mamá.
And you need to break that.
Y hay que romper eso.
Authority figures, other authority figures.
Figuras de autoridad, otras figuras de autoridad.
With the parents.
Con los papás.
You'll have the mama's boy.
Que eres hijo de mamá.
If anybody in here is a mama's boy.
Alguien aquí es hijo de mamá.
And you can't get away from your mama.
Y no te puedes ir de tu mamá.
You have an ungodly connection with your mother.
Tienes una conexión que no es de Dios con tu mamá.
Now, some of you ladies know what I'm talking about.
Una de las mujeres saben de lo que estoy hablando.
Because you have married a mama's boy.
Porque te has casado con un hijo de mamá.
And you feel like you're more married to the mama than you are the son.
Que te sientes que estás más casado con la mamá que con el hijo.
Because every time the son gets ready to do something,
porque cuando el hijo va a hacer algo,
he's got to have his mama with him.
Tiene que tener a su mamá con él.
Does anybody, I'm not going to ask anybody to raise their hand. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't want to get in a fight this morning. But this it's very true.
Es muy verdad.
That's why the Bible says a man will leave his father and mother.
Por eso la Biblia dice que el hombre dejará a su padre y su mamá.
And cleave to his wife.
Y se unirá con su esposa.
So if that has happened.
Si eso ha pasado.
All mama's boys.
Todos que son hijos
you need
de mamá,
to break these ungodly soul ties with your mama.
Tienes que romper esas ligaduras que tienes con tu mamá. Hijos de mami.
And that's one of the reasons when I married my two daughters.
Cuando yo casé a mis dos hijas.
I gave them away.
Se las di.
I said, I release you to your husband.
Las dejo ir, las entrego a sus esposos.
And you stay right there.
Se quedan ahí.
You can come back occasionally. No.
Puedes venir de vez en cuando.
But I did. It was very important to do that.
Para mí fue muy importante hacer eso.
And we have had really good relationships there.
Y hemos tenido buenas relaciones ahí.
You can have an ungodly soul tie with your husband or wife.
Puedes también tener una ligadura del alma que no es de Dios con tu esposo o esposa.
If they exercise domination or control over you.
Si ejercitan dominación o control sobre ti.
If they use fear.
Si usan miedo.
To control you.
Para controlarte.
And you will have an ungodly connection.
Vas a tener una conexión que no es de Dios.
And you'll be in slavery.
Vas a estar en esclavitud.
And you need to break that.
Y hay que romper eso.
Other leaders.
Otros líderes.
Many of you have come out of churches.
Muchos han salido de iglesias.
Where there was a spirit of control or domination over the people.
Que había un espíritu de control o dominación
sobre
la gente.
Anybody ever been in a place like that?
¿Alguien ha estado en un lugar así?
It's very bad.
Es muy malo.
And it's amazing how much of that goes on today.
Y es asombroso que pasa todo el tiempo eso.
And you want to have the right balance.
Quieres tener un balance, el balance correcto.
In any authority relationship.
En cualquier relación de autoridad.
And especially in church.
Y especialmente en la iglesia.
And there is proper authority.
Si hay autoridades apropiadas.
With the pastor, the elders,
con los
all the way down.
Pastores y los ancianos y hasta abajo.
And but it can go extreme in either case.
Puede ir en extremo en cualquier caso.
It can be abusive and dominating.
Puede ser abusivo y dominante.
Or sometimes the pastors and leaders will go to the other extreme.
O los pastores y líderes van a otro extremo.
And they just let everybody do anything.
Y dejan que hagan lo que se les pegue la gana.
And God had to teach me a lot in that area.
El Señor me tenía que enseñar mucho en esa área.
Because before I got saved,
antes que fui salvo,
I was in authority positions in my work.
Yo tenía posiciones de autoridad en mi
trabajo.
And
also in sports.
Y también en deportes.
And man, I was like, you better do this or I'm going to whop you.
Yo decía, tú haces lo que yo digo, si no te voy a dar una golpiza.
And I didn't have any trouble being in authority.
No tenía problema en estar en autoridad.
And then after I got saved,
cuando me salvé,
I kind of went to the other end of the spectrum.
Fui al otro lado del espectro.
You know, and then so I had to finally come back to a balance.
Tuve que regresar para atrás para un balance correcto.
And it took me a while.
Y me tomó un tiempo.
And finally God took me to the woodshed one day.
Y el Señor me llevó a la casita de madera.
He said, he told me, you better.
Yeah. Oh, una casilla para disciplinarme. Para darme unas cuantas nalgadas.
And he told me, you better step up to the plate. So I said, okay, Lord.
Y me dijo que pues me empezara a enderezar.
So if you had those ungodly soul ties with spiritual leaders, you
si
need to break those.
Esas ligaduras con unos líderes que no es de Dios, hay que romper eso.
Also work related.
También relaciones de trabajo.
Ungodly soul ties with your boss.
Ligadores, ligaduras del alma con tu
your patroni.
Con tus figuras de autoridad, tus supervisores, tus jefes.
Codependent relationships.
Las relaciones de codependencia.
If you have had friends,
si has tenido amigos,
where if you don't call them,
si no les llamas,
12 times a day,
12 veces al día,
they think that you don't love them.
Piensan que no los amas.
So you have to call them every day and remind them how much you love them. Have you ever had a relationship where you just had to walk on eggs just to make sure it was okay?
That is a very bad deal.
So if you have been in that relationship,
si has estado en esa relación,
and you're the recipient,
y es el que está
recibiendo, you need to break it.
Hay que romperlo.
Now, if you're the type of person,
si tú eres ese tipo de
that
persona,
requires somebody to call you 12 times a day,
que requiere que alguien te llame 12
then
veces
you need
al día,
to repent, get delivered, and break soul ties with everybody.
Tú tienes que arrepentir y ser liberado y romper esas ligaduras del alma que no son de Dios.
That is inordinate and unnatural.
Es una ordenan, no, es inapropiado y no es natural.
You can have that with relatives.
Lo puedes tener también con tus familiares.
Like brothers and sisters.
Como tus hermanos y hermanas.
There can be inordinate connections between brothers and sisters.
Puede haber una conexión que no es apropiada con tus hermanos o hermanas.
Where you got to have your brother or sister everywhere you are.
Que tienes que tener tu hermano o hermana en cada parte que vayas o en donde estés.
And it can cause problems with the spouse sometimes.
Puede causar problemas
I don't know if anybody's ever had that problem, but it does happen.
No sé si alguien ha tenido ese problema,
so
pero
it's
ha pasado.
hard to kind of draw the line and get the balance on these things.
Es difícil medir esa línea y tener un balance en eso.
So if you have anything like that,
si tienes algo así,
the first thing to do is repent and then break the soul ties.
Primero es arrepentirte y romper esas ligaduras.
Once you do that, then God can establish a proper relationship.
Ya cuando hagas eso, el Señor puede establecer una relación apropiada.
Amen.
Amen.
Divorce and remarriage, I've already gone over that.
El divorcio y cuando te casas otra vez.
Various secular organizations.
Organizaciones seculares, varias organizaciones seculares.
That you may have joined.
Que te has conectado, te has metido.
The Masons.
Los masones.
Ku Klux Klan.
Los Ku Klux
we have
Klan.
Any members of the Ku Klux Klan, you need to repent and break that
si
off.
Están en eso, tienen que arrepentirse.
Any kind of organization like that.
Cualquier organización que
sororities and fraternities.
Las organizaciones que están en las universidades que son las
hermandades.
Las organizaciones de universidades que son las hermandades.
Be good to break those.
Es bueno romper eso.
Because some of those things are based on some bad things. I don't know the details about it, but I know that in some cases it's not real good.
Muchas cosas.
Boy Scouts, you know, I've never seen anything particularly wrong with that, although, you know, they've changed a lot over the years, you know. If you feel like there's anything
that
you submitted yourself to
que te has sometido algo
that is not godly,
que no es de Dios,
I'd break it.
Lo rompería.
Just to be on the safe side.
Para estar.
Those societies that they make bows and covenants.
Yeah, anytime you make
initiation rites de las universidades que tienes que hacer
that you
pactos,
submit yourself
y votos y pues hacen muchas cosas
to an organization.
Ya cuando estás en la universidad.
You know, I just don't like that.
No me gusta eso.
Okay. So I would do that. Also religious organizations sometimes.
También organizaciones religiosas.
Renouncing any because sometimes people let's say you come out of a particular denomination.
A ver cuando pasa cuando te sales de una denominación particular.
And sometimes they can be very controlling in that particular organization.
Y a veces te controlan mucho en esa organización.
And our brother Ephraim was talking about that I think Sunday or yesterday in the men's meeting.
Nuestro hermano Efraín estaba hablando ayer en la reunión de varones.
And if you've ever been in that kind of situation,
si has estado en esa situación,
you may need to break soul ties with the organization.
Tienes que romper ligaduras con esa organización.
And the leadership there.
Y también con los líderes.
So you can move on.
Para que sigas tu camino.
Amen. Okay, the way I break the soul ties.
La manera que yo rompo las ligaduras del alma.
This is typically the way I do it.
Es típicamente como lo hago.
I'll have the person say this.
Yo hago la persona que diga
in the name
esto.
Of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
I break all soul ties.
Rompo todas ligaduras del alma que no son de
between
Dios,
myself
que es entre yo
and so-and-so.
Y tal persona.
I send back to them
Les mando para atrás a ellos.
All parts
toda parte
of their body, soul, and spirit
de su alma, cuerpo y espíritu
that are tied to me.
Que están amarrados,
and I call back from them.
Yo llamo para atrás de ellos.
All parts of my body, soul, and spirit
toda parte, cuerpo, alma, y espíritu
that are tied to them.
Que están amarrados a ellos,
that's the way I do it. I'm not sure how I ever figured that out.
No sé cómo yo me encontré.
To be honest with you, it's been so long.
Ya tiene mucho tiempo.
But I know this, it works.
Pero sé que trabaja.
It works.
Trabaja.
And it's very important to,
es muy
to do
importante
that.
Hacer eso.
Now the next thing, elf.
La próxima cosa,
breaking
la letra
word
jefe.
Curses.
Rompiendo las maldiciones de la
and I won't
palabras.
Go into all the details on this.
No voy a ser muy detallado en esto.
But Jacob cursed his wife Rachel, remember?
Jacobo, maldijo a su esposa Raquel.
By saying, whoever stole the idol shall die.
El que se robe al ídolo morirá.
Then that was a word curse over that woman.
Esa fue una maldición de palabras sobre esa mujer.
And when you, if you've had curses spoken over you by people.
Si alguien te ha maldecido a ti.
This is one of the reasons when we fill out the questionnaire, we ask this question.
Es cuando llenamos el cuestionario y les preguntamos esta pregunta.
It's important to break those curses.
Es importante romper esas maldiciones.
If anything's been spoken over you that is negative.
Si alguien ha hablado algo sobre ti que ha sido negativo.
You know, some examples are this.
Ejemplos son estos.
You'll never amount to anything.
Que nunca serás nada.
You're stupid.
Eres estúpido.
You're ugly.
Eres feo.
You're fat.
Eres gordo.
You're this. You're that.
Esto, otro,
all those
etc.
things like that.
Todas esas cosas.
And sometimes, what?
Or D, all of the above.
Yeah, all the above. If you've had all those spoken on you,
si alguien te ha dicho esas cosas,
yeah, you need to break every word curse that you know has been spoken over you.
Toda palabra y maldición.
And a lot of times, you know, you can word curse yourself.
También te puedes maldecir a ti mismo.
Say, I wish I'd never been born.
Decía a veces, ojalá que yo nunca hubiera nacido.
You know. I hate myself.
Me odio a mí mismo.
I will never have babies.
I'll never have babies.
Nunca tendré hijos.
Oh, praise the Lord. You're a good man. I'm glad I have a translator like this.
What do you do sin me?
I don't know what I do without you, man. We need one another. We have a godly connection, right?
Tenemos una conexión de Dios.
I hope so.
Espero que sí. If not, we're in trouble, brother.
No estamos en problemas.
Martha Klein. How many of you know Martha and Chad?
¿Cuándo conocen a la hermana Martha y Chad?
Ooh, good night. They have tried to have a baby for many years.
Ellos trataron de tener hijos por muchos años.
I don't remember how many miscarriages.
No sé cuántas veces perdieron a sus
bebés. She had.
Ella perdió.
And this past year.
Este año que pasó.
Right, the first of the year, I guess.
A principios de este año.
We prayed with them.
Oramos con ellos.
And God showed us some things.
Y el Señor nos enseñó unas cosas.
And there was a word curse.
Y había una palabra de maldición.
We broke that word curse.
Y rompimos esa palabra de maldición.
Next week she gets pregnant.
Y la próxima semana se embaraza.
She had the baby this Thursday.
Y tuvo su bebé este jueves que pasó.
It came 2 months early,
vino dos meses muy
which
temprano,
kind of makes it even a bigger miracle,
que lo hace que sea un milagro más grande,
because the baby is 2 pounds and 3 ounces,
el bebé pesa 2 libras 3 onzas,
and his lung capacity is he's breathing like a normal person,
y sus pulmones respira como una persona normal,
very unusual, isn't it?
En esa
yeah, it's a miracle. And I think God wanted to put an exclamation point on this.
El Señor quiso poner una,
and I think he just said, I'm going to deliver it early.
Lo voy a dejar que nazca
and I'm
temprano.
Going to show you. Wow.
Es un milagro. Gracias a Dios.
I have been waiting for this miracle all year.
He estado esperando este milagro todo este año.
We are seeing so many miracles that God is doing.
Estamos viendo muchos milagros que el Señor está haciendo en familias y en gente.
It's amazing to sit here and watch these things.
De ver estas cosas.
I talked to all the people here.
He hablado a todas las personas que están aquí.
And one day we just need to have about a half a day testimony.
Y un día debemos tener un medio día de testimonios.
Get everybody to get up and tell what God's been doing.
Y que toda la gente se levante y decir lo que ha hecho Dios en sus vidas.
10 minutes per person.
10 minutos por persona.
And but it is amazing what we're seeing God do.
Es maravilloso lo que está haciendo el Señor.
So I'm really blessed by all this.
Estoy muy bendecido por todo esto.
God's bearing good fruit.
El Señor está dando fruto.
Now, when somebody has word cursed you,
cuando alguien te ha dicho palabras de maldición,
if you have judged them and spoken evil against
si has juzgado,
them,
hablado mal de ellos,
then it's even more going to come on you.
So, mucho más sobre ti eso.
And so you definitely need to break that.
So, definitivamente tienes que romper eso.
And now, turn to Isaiah 54:17.
Isaías 54:17.
And this is a good scripture if you want to pray this, but this is the way.
Es una buena escritura cuando ores. Es una manera.
The way you can think about this.
Una manera de pensar en esto.
And this is how you can do it.
Esto es como lo puedes hacer.
Verse 15.
Verso 15.
If anyone fiercely assails you, it will not be from me.
Si alguno conspira contra ti, contra ti.
Whoever assails you will fail because of you.
Lo harán sin mí el que contra ti conspire delante de ti.
So that's talking about people speaking judgment and accusations
so está hablando de
against
gente
you.
Que te está acusando, te está juzgando.
And when you're walking in the right way.
Cuando estás caminando en una manera correcta.
And it says, I've created the smith who blows the fire of coals and brings out a weapon for its work. I've created the destroyer to ruin.
Y he aquí que yo hice el herrero que sopla las acusas en el fuego y que saca la herramienta para su obra y yo he creado el destruidor para destruir.
God said, I've created the enemy.
He creado el enemigo.
To ruin.
Para destruir.
But then it says, no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Ninguna arma forjada contra ti prosperará.
Every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn.
Y condenarás toda lengua que se levante contra ti en juicio.
It's not talking about condemning the person.
No está hablando de condenar a la persona.
But it's taking the words that come out of their mouth.
Está tomando las palabras que salen de su boca.
And condemning those and casting those down.
Y condenar a esos y echarlos para abajo.
He says, you will condemn it.
Tú los condenarás. Él
so what does that mean? You have the power and you have the right to break word curses off of you.
Las maldiciones de palabras sobre ti.
You can do it.
Tú lo puedes hacer.
Understand?
¿Entienden?
This is the scripture for that.
Esa es la escritura para eso.
This is the heritage. It's Isaiah 54. You can start in 15 through 17.
Isaías 54, empezar en el verso 15.
And look what it says.
Look, mira lo que
this
dice.
Is the heritage.
Esta es la herencia.
Of the servants of the Lord.
De los siervos de Jehová.
This is your heritage.
Esta es la herencia.
If you're a servant of the Lord.
Si eres un servidor del Señor.
To be able to walk free.
Para caminar libremente.
From all judgments.
De todo juicio.
And this is part of what I'm going to be speaking on today.
Esta es una parte en donde yo voy a hablar en este día.
And I want you to really listen closely.
Quiero que escuchen muy atentamente.
To what God is doing and going to continue doing until the day of the Lord.
Lo que el Señor está haciendo y va a continuar haciendo hasta el día de su venida.
And the messages God is giving me.
Y el mensaje que el Señor me está dando.
Is for the purpose.
Es el propósito.
Of getting His church ready.
De preparar a su iglesia.
For what's coming.
Para lo que viene.
And what He wants to do with us.
Y lo que Él quiere hacer con nosotros.
This will be the sixth message kind of in this series.
Este será el sexto mensaje en esta serie.
And God won't let me get off of this thing.
El Señor no me deja que me saque de esto.
It's not what I'm wanting to preach. But this
no
is all I can get.
No es lo que yo quiero predicar.
So I know He's trying to drive this point home with everyone.
Yo sé que el Señor quiere meter este punto en cada uno de nosotros.
And if you can understand the message today,
si pueden entender el mensaje en este
it's going to change your life.
Va a cambiar sus vidas.
We think that God is. We think about the big sins.
Pensamos en los pecados grandes.
As being really bad.
Son muy malos.
But that's not what God really is looking at.
Eso no es lo que Dios está viendo.
There is some other things.
Hay otras cosas
that He is judging His church for.
Que está juzgando a su iglesia.
And if we see this.
Y si vemos esto.
And get this in our spirit.
Y lo metemos en nuestro espíritu.
You're going to walk free.
Vas a caminar libremente.
From all judgments of man.
De todo juicio de hombre.
And all judgments of God.
Y todo juicio de Dios.
And the church is going to be the house of purity.
Y la casa del Señor, la iglesia va a ser la casa
de purity. See what God's going to do. It's already happening here. I'm already seeing it.
Ya está pasando aquí, ya lo estoy viendo.
When I start talking about it, feel it. I'm serious.
Lo siento.
It's already happening.
Ya está pasando.
And this is where the power is going to come.
Y ahí es donde va a venir el poder.
That we've been looking for.
De lo que estamos buscando.
But God's going to have to do something in His church first.
Pero el Señor tiene que hacer algo con su iglesia
primero. And He's going to get this body ready for this.
Va a preparar este cuerpo para
esto. And then when everybody else starts coming in.
Y cuando todos empiecen a entrar.
They're going to get it.
Ellos lo van a,
they'll
ellos
have
lo van a
to,
captar.
Or they won't be able to stay.
O si no, no se van a poder quedar.
And so that's what, oh man.
Siente la unción.
It's been happening a lot lately.
Ha estado pasando muy frecuentemente.
When I start talking, I just feel the Spirit of God just hitting me, going all over
me. Espíritu Dios me está pegando.
It's kind of scary a little bit.
Es un poco, da un poco de miedo.
And man, we're seeing God heal and deliver people like just boom, boom.
Estamos viendo al Señor liberar.
Our brother, here's a brother and sister from Carrizo Springs. If you guys stand up.
Unos hermanos de.
You want to introduce yourself, Juan? They came up to Rockwall yesterday.
Fueron a la iglesia de Rockwall ayer.
And we wound up praying. You see the smile on this girl's face?
Y oramos por ellos. Miren la sonrisa.
So you can imagine
muchacha.
What happened to her.
Ya sabes lo que le pasó a ella.
Amen. Was it good?
Amen. Oh, bueno. Que fue asombroso, el Señor es muy grande.
Yeah, she came in one way and went out another.
Y entró por una manera y salió de otra.
I just wanted to go home and just sleep. I wanted to go home last night and just sleep. I wanted to escape. I just.
Que se quiso ir a la casa a dormir, escaparse.
But God had something in store for you.
El Señor tenía algo para usted.
Isn't that amazing?
Awesome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Sea el nombre del Señor.
It's amazing to get to see these things.
Es maravilloso de ver estas cosas.
As we were standing, it was after most everybody had left. There were four or five of us still there.
Cuando todos ya se habían ido, más había como cuatro o cinco de nosotros.
And then we began to pray, and God just began to do just miraculous things there.
Cosas milagrosas.
And we've got people driving all the way from Carrizo Springs. That's about 8 or 9 hours from here. Our friends from Round Rock are coming today. Did you know that, buddy?
De amigos de Round Rock.
Did they? We got people from Round Rock. Rockdale. Okay. And they're coming up today.
Ellos van a venir.
That's close to Austin.
Está cerca de Austin.
So it's amazing, isn't it?
Es muy maravilloso.
And I think they're bringing somebody with them. So.
Van a traer a alguien, van a invitar a alguien con ellos también.
So praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el nombre del
when
Señor.
People hear there's bread in the house, they come, don't they? Man, that's amazing. Amazing. Man. What God is doing. So this is what I've been preaching on. God's going to humble us and make us dependent on Him. And He's going to get the glory. And we're going to see these things happening more and more. I just talked to my brother Israel today. He's been down in Thomas and Charlie. And what's the name of the place? Papan? Whatever that is, okay?
Un lugar que se llama Simapan.
And it's in Mexico. It's not in Texas. It's in Mexico.
It's in Mexico. Simapan, Mexico.
And they're wanting us to come down. They're going to get a bunch of churches together. Probably they're hoping around 1,000 people.
Quieren que vayamos allá. Van a reunir muchas iglesias, como 1,000 personas.
And I just set it up with with Israel this morning. We're going down on the 19th of November.
Que vamos a ir el 19 de noviembre.
We're going to fly into Mexico City.
Vamos a volar a la ciudad de México.
We're going to take a 4-hour trip from there.
Vamos a tomar un viaje de 4 horas.
And we're going to preach.
Luego vamos a predicar.
The real gospel.
La verdadera evangelio.
Cast all the devils out.
Then,
so if anybody's interested in going,
si alguien está interesado en ir,
save up your money and we're going to fly down on November 19th.
Vamos a volar el 19 de noviembre.
It's too far to drive. You want to? It's about 30 hours
es
to Mexico
muy lejos
City.
Para
you can drive if you want to. If anybody wants to drive, they can do it.
Si alguien quiere manejar, lo pueden hacer.
But I'm not. I'm flying.
So
y'all think about that, and if you want to do that, let me know.
Piensen en eso, y si quieren hacer
Israel is going to coordinate all of this.
El hermano Israel va a coordinar todo esto.
It's going to be an exciting time.
Va a ser un tiempo maravilloso.
So it's just amazing everything that's opening up here, isn't it?
Es maravilloso todo lo que se está abriendo ahorita. El Señor está abriendo puertas.
They were kind of afraid to let a gringo come down.
Tenían miedo de dejar que un gringo fuera allá.
Because the last one that came down.
Porque el último que fue.
Wanted like 30,000 pesos.
Quería 30,000 pesos.
Wanted to stay in the top hotel and have room
hotel,
service.
Y quería tener el servicio de cuarto.
I said, we don't have to do that. Just give me a Learjet and fly me down. I'll be all right.
Dame un avión y yo más vuelo y llego ahí.
No, he knows we don't do that.
Él sabe que no hacemos eso.
Pretty sad when people do that.
Es muy triste cuando la gente hace eso.
You know, we take care of it. We don't do it for money.
Lo hacemos por dinero.
That's why he said he's going to remove the proud.
Por eso que va a remover a los orgullosos.
And brother, it's coming.
El Señor está,
I'm telling
está
you,
llegando.
You get ready for this.
Prepárense para esto.
It is coming.
Va a venir.
And God's going to, boy, the spirit of judgment is getting ready.
El espíritu
it's
de
already started.
De...
And it's going to remove all the proud.
Va a remover todo esto.
That's
todo
why we got to get ourselves low.
Vamos a tener que bajarnos un poco.
And then we'll miss it.
Lo vamos a perder.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, man. Lord got to preach on me right now. all right. Possible demonic manifestations. Roman numeral 5. Let me go through this real fast.
Demoniacas.
And I'm ready to finish this and get on to something else.
Para ir a otra cosa.
Possible demonic manifestations during deliverance. Item number
manifestaciones demoníacas
Roman numeral 5.
Durante la liberación.
Here's the things you can see.
Esto es algo que puedes ver. Oh, you can't see?
You
oh,
can.
Okay.
You,
no
may,
puedes ver.
You will see.
Oh, que
you
sí
can
vas a
see.
Ver.
Okay.
Oh, que puedes ver.
Shaking and trembling.
Temblando. Cuando estás temblando.
Falling to the ground.
Cayéndose al piso.
Tightness in the and pain in the chest.
Dolores en el pecho.
Movement and nausea in the stomach.
Movimiento y náusea en el estómago.
Pressure and pain in the neck and shoulders.
Presión y dolor en los hombros y pescuezo.
Our sister, you can identify with that, can't you?
Puede identificar
probably
con
every
esto.
One of these things happened.
Todo esto le pasó a esta hermana.
As God was healing and delivering this child.
El Señor estaba liberando y sanándola.
And I don't know. I think there's some infirmities that God healed you of too.
El Señor la sanó de las enfermedades que tenía.
Amen.
Amen.
We prayed over asthma and
oramos sobre asma.
Believing for that. Amen. Feeling cold.
Sintiendo frío.
That can be a sign. That can be a sign.
Eso puede ser una señal.
Pain in different parts of the body.
Dolor en diferentes partes del cuerpo.
Trouble breathing.
Problemas respirando.
Rapid heart or pulse rate.
Tu corazón se acelera.
Item J. Number J. Wanting to kill the deliverance worker.
Queriendo matar al que estás, el que está, te está liberando.
That happens sometimes.
Eso pasa a veces. A month ago,
el hermano oró por mí.
The brother prayed for me.
Estamos aquí en el servicio con hermano Soto.
We're here in the service with Brother Soto.
Yo sentí esas manifestaciones.
He felt those manifestations.
Un dolor intenso en mi costado.
He said he felt a pain on his side.
Y en mi, se hacía como un triángulo.
It felt like a triangle.
Dicen ellos que mi cara se puso pálida.
He said that my face was pale, white.
Él oró por mí.
He prayed for me. And it disappeared.
Amen.
He've never felt that before.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and you know when the anointing is here and God is moving, those things will start happening in you sometimes.
Yes, Señor.
You know God's ready to do something normally.
Tienes que saber que el Señor quiere hacer algo.
And you lay your hands on yourself.
Puedes ponerte las manos encima.
Tell it to come out.
Y decir que salga.
You know. And start, you know, we got to get to where we can do this self-deliverance.
Tenemos que llegar a un punto que nos podemos liberar nosotros mismos.
Your son has a question, and I'm afraid to let him answer it, but ask it. But I'm going to let him. Go ahead.
Seizures possible?
Yeah.
See. Yes.
Yes. Seizures. Exactly. Okay. K. Desire to run away from the one doing the ministry.
El deseo de huir del que está haciendo el ministerio.
A lot of times they'll get up and start running. Where did God try to run from Dallas to Reynosa the last time we prayed for him?
Un muchacho que quiso correr de Dallas a Reynosa.
Larry Martin was chasing him in the car.
Y el hermano Larry lo estaba persiguiendo en el carro.
It was the Incredible Hulk. He was running
era
like this.
Como el Hulk. Oh, el hombre verde.
And but we captured him.
Pero lo capturamos.
I'm serious. I don't lie. Patricia, is that true?
Hermano Patricio, es cierto.
Oh, my goodness. We cast out the Incredible Hulk one time.
Echamos el hombre verde.
You should have seen David Elam on top of him.
Hubieras visto al hermano David arriba de él.
He was throwing him around like a dish rag.
Estaba tirando al hermano David como una toallita.
There was four people.
Había cuatro gente, cuatro personas.
And oh, my goodness. It was wild, brother.
Fue algo...
So anyway, they will try to run away. Headaches.
Dolores de cabeza.
Feeling sick or wanting to pass out or go to sleep.
Sintiendo que te estás sintiendo mal o te quieres dormir o te vas
that
a desmayar.
Was what was happening with our sister.
Lo que le estaba pasando a esta
hermana. That's a sign. They don't want you to get free.
Es una señal de no quieren que seas libre.
Unusual movements in the body parts.
Movimientos que no son usualmente.
Fingers, hands, arms,
pies,
feet,
brazos,
legs,
piernas,
head,
cabeza,
neck, tongue.
El cuello,
I've seen
la
the
lengua.
Tongue go, you know, like this.
He visto la lengua que se mueve así.
Screaming.
Gritando.
Fluttering of the eyes.
Los ojos empiezan a hacerte para atrás.
Eyes rolling back in the head with nothing but the white showing.
Cuando los ojos se te voltean y más se enseñan los blancos.
Happens when witchcraft's involved.
Pasa cuando hay brujería.
The dilating of the eyes.
Cuando tus ojos se dilatan.
Unusual sounds.
Ruidos que no son usuales.
Sounds you've never heard coming out of the human body.
Ruidos que nunca has oído que salen del cuerpo humano.
That can be signs.
Eso puede ser señales.
Especially hissing.
También,
heard that? Burping. Oh, my goodness. Burping, yeah. Burping. Now, just because you eat a meal and burp doesn't mean the demon is manifesting, all right?
Don't.
So if you're at the dinner table and your child burps, don't say, come out in the name of
Jesus.
It may just be good food. But burping is a very common thing.
Pero eruptando es algo muy común.
Very common. I
muy
see común. That a lot.
Lo veo mucho.
Okay. Where am I? Coughing.
Tosiendo.
Amen. Amen.
Be careful when you cough in this church. Somebody's going to lay hands on you. I guarantee
you. Ten cuidado cuando tosas aquí en la iglesia porque alguien te va a poner las manos.
Yawning.
Cuando bostezas.
Demonic tongues is another manifestation.
Lenguas demoníacas.
Especially in witchcraft, they'll try to curse you through the demonic tongues.
Especialmente cuando hay brujería, te quieren maldecir con las lenguas demoníacas.
Foreign languages not known to the individual.
Lenguajes foráneas que no son conocidas por
esa persona. You might have a demon if.
Puedes tener un demonio.
You begin to speak Chinese.
Si empiezas a hablar en chino.
With a Spanish accent.
Con un acento español.
I have seen that.
Lo he visto.
I have seen that.
Lo he visto.
My goodness, my goodness. Not with a Spanish accent, but were speaking Chinese.
No con un acento español, pero sí están hablando en chino.
Then they begin to speak English with a Chinese accent.
No empiezan a hablar en inglés con un acento chino.
And they were Hispanic.
Eran hispanos.
That was wild. bad smells.
Odores malos.
You can sometimes it smells really bad.
A veces apesta muy feo, hiere muy feo.
I think we told the story about Mitzi being delivered, and you could smell it coming out.
La historia de Mitzi, ella fue liberada y el olor estaba saliendo de su piel.
So you can that is a manifestation. Okay, I had two people that had questions. Make it real. I got 2 minutes. The demon. Sometimes the way it manifests.
A veces cuando se manifiesta.
The question was the type of manifestation.
La pregunta era,
does that sometimes indicate the type of spirit?
A veces indica el tipo de espíritu.
And the answer to that is yes.
Y la respuesta a esa pregunta es sí.
There are certain manifestations when I see it.
Si hay ciertas manifestaciones,
I immediately
veo,
go after a specific spirit that I know has been tied to that.
A veces voy detrás de un espíritu que está ligado con eso.
But it's not always that. But
no
I
es siempre eso.
Just based on experience, like a doctor, you see a symptom, you go after what the normal thing is. There.
Basado en experiencia, es como un doctor cuando ve un síntoma.
And I probably need to update my manual and take the symptoms and put the spirits beside it. I kind of hesitate doing that because it's not always that way. But it can be.
Pero sí puede ser.
Violent reactions.
Reacciones violentas.
That, usually with that you'll have unforgiveness, anger, bitterness.
Con eso es falta de perdón, amargura, enojo.
Cursing.
Y luego maldiciendo.
You know, where they question your ancestry.
Cuando te cuestionan tus antepasados.
Start speaking things about your ancestors.
Empiezan a hablar de tus antepasados.
You know, cursing your ancestors. You know what I'm talking about.
Maldiciendo.
Calling you names that you...
Llamándote nombres que no...
you know, I've had that, you know, happen before.
He tenido... Ha pasado eso, lo he visto.
I didn't put this in there, but spitting. I've had them try to spit on me.
No lo he puesto aquí en el manual, pero escupiendo.
You know, they'll start spitting.
Empiezan a escupir.
The tongue coming in and out like a serpent.
La lengua cuando sale, se mete adentro, sale adentro y afuera como una serpiente.
When they start slithering down the floor of the church
cuando
like
se empiezan
this,
a arrastrar como una serpiente en
then
el piso
you can say, I think that's probably the demon.
Puedes decir, yo creo que ese es el demonio.
I have had that happen.
Ha pasado eso.
Animal sounds.
Sonidos de animales.
You know, like barking like a dog.
Como un perro.
I've had them do that, do the monkey.
Y han hecho el chango.
Not the dance, but the...
No la danza.
But I've had different animal things.
He visto
sometimes
diferentes
de animales. That can be from witchcraft sometimes.
Puede venir de la brujería,
bestiality sometimes.
De bestialidad.
And just different forms of witchcraft. Somebody
muchas
had their hand
diferentes
up.
Formas de brujería.
Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. Are they aware of what they're doing?
Oh, si se dan cuenta de lo que están haciendo, a veces sí, a veces no.
Majority of the time they are.
La mayoría del tiempo sí.
But sometimes they're totally out.
Pero a veces no están en sí.
And they don't even remember any of it.
Y a veces ni se acuerdan de lo que
pasó. Especially with the really, really bad cases of witchcraft
a veces con los casos más profundos
severe,
de
severe trauma.
De trauma severo.
The spirits will totally take over and they don't even remember it.
Los espíritus toman control.
But a lot of times they're like on the outside looking in and watching it.
Pero están en lo afuera viendo hacia adentro.
And they can remember it.
Y se pueden acordar.
But some things they don't remember.
Y a veces no se acuerdan.
That's a good question.
Es una buena pregunta.
Okay, wait a minute. I think Stephanie, you had one. She answered it?
Good,
good student back there.
Buen estudiante allá atrás.
What was the question?
¿Qué era la pregunta? They said if all these symptoms are just only in deliverance.
Well, no.
During deliverance, I mean.
Are these symptoms only, do they only... Usually during the deliverance, yes.
Durante la liberación, sí.
The demons will manifest according to sometimes what they are.
De acuerdo de cómo son.
Yeah. Now, if somebody runs around barking like a dog in church, you know, we need to make sure that he's not, you know, crazy or something.
Tenemos que asegurarnos que no está loco.
But it could be a demon.
Pero puede ser un demonio.
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm already out of time. I'm out of time.
Tiempo.
I wish we had more time to do this, but I'm...
Tener más tiempo para hacer esto.
Armenia, one time.
¿Puede una persona manifestar demonios cuando está dormida?
Can a person manifest demons while they're asleep?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sí.
Ask your husband or wife.
5 years ago. Pregunta a tu esposo o esposa.
Just lay your hands on them.
Pon las manos encima.
It's not a sign.
¿Hace 5 años vivía una joven conmigo?
5 years ago, a young lady lived with me.
Y en la noche hacía ruidos de macabros así como...
She used to make sounds of a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would anoint her with oil and pray for her.
Yeah.
And she would calm. The young girl would be
yeah.
calm.
Yeah. Yeah, it can happen. Just because your husband snores doesn't mean he's got a demon, though.
Solamente porque tu esposo ronca no quiere decir que tiene un demonio.
I command the spirit of snoring.
Digo al espíritu de roncades que...
Let me do this. Finish this. Contortion of the face. The face will make all kinds of weird looking faces.
Cuando la cara se empieza a mover de ciertas maneras, se contorsiona.
Choking.
Cuando empiezas a ahogarte.
And then bones popping.
Y cuando tus huesos empiezan a tronar.
We've seen that a lot. Bones popping.
Hemos visto eso, los huesos.
So those
truenan.
Are some of the man. We're almost through.
Ya mero acabamos.
Almost through.
Ya mero acabamos.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all enjoying learning about this? This will help you so you won't be afraid and so you can be able to recognize and begin to operate in this. Real quick, real quick.
Do you think that he needed a deliverance when he felt those symptoms of the triangle?
Well, more than likely, if they prayed for you, sometimes the demons will just leave and you won't feel or manifest anything. And if he prayed for, who prayed for you? Brother Soda? Oscar? Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Most of the time. And you know, when somebody starts feeling pain, I immediately go into deliverance mode. Never hurts to try to cast out a demon.
Nunca duele echar un demonio fuera.
If he's there, he'll come out. If he's not,
si está ahí, saldrá.
You
si
haven't no, heard anything.
No
you know?
Está lastimando nada.
So usually those manifestations mean there's something there.
Las manifestaciones quiere decir
and so you take authority and command it to come out.
Bueno, está manifestando, hay que decir que salga.
And sometimes if pain, they'll just leave.
Esos dolores a veces se van.
And sometimes there'll be a manifestation as it leaves.
Se manifiestan y luego se van.
How you guys doing? Good to see you.